Welcome to this episode all about the January hustle versus reality. Look, every January begins with good intentions. We've got fresh notebooks, we've got clear goals, and that quiet belief that this year will finally be different. I remember one January vividly. I sat at my desk with three different coloured pens. I was mapping out what I believe was the perfect year. On paper, everything looked impressive. Ambitious goals, full calendars, clear milestones. But in reality, I felt exhausted before the ink had even dried. By February, many women experienced the same thing. The plan starts to feel heavy. The momentum starts to fade. And without meaning to, you slip back into reaction mode, responding to what feels urgent rather than leading what actually matters. I know that space well. Sitting with that beautiful to-do list while real life pulls us in every direction. We end up wondering why something that looks so right now feels so wrong. The issue is not your commitment. It is not your discipline. The issue is simply how most plans are created. Traditional planning focuses on outcomes without considering reality. It asks, what do I want to achieve? How much do I want to grow? What should I add this year? What it really asks is far more important. What season of life am I actually in? A few years ago, I tried to launch a major project during a time when my family needed me deeply. I followed my framework. It was a proven framework and I followed it. The strategy was sound, but I was misaligned internally. I felt depleted and I ended up feeling quietly resentful of the very plan I was meant to lead. That experience has taught me something fundamental. When planning ignores your energy, when it ignores your values, when it ignores your lived experience, it stops being supportive and it starts becoming another expectation to live up to. And this is why so many capable, intelligent women feel like they are failing their plans when the truth is the plan was never designed for them. Leading your mix means choosing intentionally. It means deciding what matters most in your business and your life right now, not what looked good on paper or worked in a different season. Effective planning is not about doing more, it's about doing what aligns. When planning is done well, it creates direction instead of overwhelm. It creates confidence instead of self-doubt. And it creates a structure that supports both your ambition and your well-being. It took me a long time to realize that a plan should not be a cage. It should simply be a safety net. Plans that actually work are built from the inside out. They start with clarity, not pressure. They acknowledge your current reality. They create space for growth without sacrificing what matters most. Because a plan that works, it reflects your values, your capacity, and aligns your business goal with your life, not against it. And this matters deeply for women leading businesses, families, and everything in between. You do not need another rigid framework. You need a structure that flexes with you. 2026 does not need to be bigger or busier to be successful. It needs to be intentional. And that's exactly why I created the annual planning tool. It came from letting go of the templates and building something that honors the real mix of our lives. It's designed to help you lead with clarity and confidence without forcing yourself into someone else's definition of success. If you are ready to stop reacting, and ready to start directing, this is your next step. Go to theleaptolead.com/plan. You can look at the tool there, theleaptolead.com/plan, and I will put that link in the show notes.